This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. From California to Texas to New York, college students across the country are demonstrating in support of Palestinians and calling for an end to the war in Gaza. At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens of local police and state troopers formed a line, eventually clashing with some of the protesters and arresting more than 20 people. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran has more.
Hundreds of students at the University of Texas in Austin have been protesting for most of the morning and afternoon. They're supporting a free Palestine. They have been facing a strong show of force by Texas Department of Safety troopers and also by University of Texas at Austin Police Department officers. We know that they have been peaceful, congregating along some of the main green areas on campus. However, the university had said that they were not going to tolerate any disruption on campus today. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Austin.
President Biden has signed a huge military aid package that includes $60 billion for Ukraine. He says weapons will be heading there immediately. As NPR's Greg Myrie explains, Ukraine has been on the defensive in recent months in the face of overwhelming Russian firepower.
Just after the president's announcement, the Pentagon listed more than 20 types of weapons and equipment going to Ukraine. The list includes two items Ukraine says it needs urgently. One is artillery shells. The ground war in eastern Ukraine is largely an artillery battle, and Russia has a huge advantage. The second key weapon is air defense missiles. A shortage has made it increasingly difficult for Ukraine to defend its power grid from Russian airstrikes. In addition, the U.S. now says that last month it secretly began sending Ukraine longer-range missiles, known as ATACMS, that can travel nearly 200 miles. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden is granting clemency to 16 people, all of whom were convicted for nonviolent drug offenses. The president says many of the people he pardoned would have received shorter sentences if they'd been charged under current laws. Bureau's Deepa Shivram has more.
Biden commuted the sentences of five people and pardoned 11 others. In a statement, Biden noted April is Second Chance Month. He says the recipients have shown they are committed to, quote, improving their lives and positively transforming their communities. Biden's pardons follow up on past actions he's taken on the issue. In 2022, he pardoned thousands of people who had been convicted for simple possession of marijuana under federal law. Biden has recently re-upped his push for changes to marijuana laws and has called on governors to pardon those who have been convicted for simple possession. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 42 points. The Nasdaq up 16 points. The S&P gained a point. You're listening to NPR. Competition regulators in Britain say they intend to take a closer look at recent artificial intelligence deals made by Microsoft and Amazon. That's amid concerns the moves on the part of the large companies could thwart competition. Britain's Competition and Markets Authority saying it's looking at Microsoft's partnership with France's Mistral AI, and the company's hiring of key staff from another AI startup also being looked at is Amazon's $4 billion investment in San Francisco-based Anthropic. Taylor Swift has broken yet another record with, well, vinyl records. As NPR's Neda Ulby reports, the pop star's new album has sold more than 700,000 vinyl copies since its surprise release last Friday.
It took Swift, an overachiever, only 3 days to break the record for most vinyl albums sold in a week. You left your typewriter at my apartment, straight from with her new album, Tortured Poets Department, Swift broke her own record. Last year, the musician was responsible for nearly 10% of all vinyl sales in the United States. It should be noted that weekly physical album sales were not rigorously tracked before the early 1990s. It also helps that hardcore Swifties often buy multiple versions of the same album, goosing her already substantial sales. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
President Biden has signed legislation that will force TikTok's Chinese parent company to either sell the social media platform or face a nationwide ban. The polarizing and yet bipartisan move, sparked by national security concerns, is likely to face legal challenges among those it disrupts on short-form video app in terms of income. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.